the Shabbat, the Shabbos, Saturday before the holiday of Pesach, Passover, is called the Great Shabbos. In Hebrew, it's Shabbos HaGodol. And there are some reasons why. One of the reasons is because the great person of the community, that means the leader, the rabbi of the community, used to talk in front of the congregation and explain the laws of Pesach, of Passover, what has to be done, what should not be done, and so on. So the great guy spoke, great Shabbos. But the main reason that is brought down in the Alter Rebbe's Code of Jewish Law, the Alter Rebbe was the founder of the Chabad Hasidic movement, he brings an idea that is brought down in other books also. And the idea is like this. The Shabbos, in the original coming out of Egypt, when the Jewish people were in Egypt actually, that Shabbos was the 10th of Nisan, 4 days before the moment that the Jewish people had to actually offer the Korban Pesach, the offering of Pesach. That day, God told the Jewish people through Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu, to actually separate a goat or a sheep in order to keep it for 4 days home, in order to sacrifice it actually 4 days afterwards. When the firstborns of the Egyptians started asking the Jewish people, why, what are you doing with the sheep, with the goat? Why are you separating these? What's going to happen over here? And the Jewish people answered, you know what? In 4 days is going to be the plague of the death of the firstborns. You're going to die that particular day. The firstborns were, hey, wait a second. I don't like this idea. And they knew 10 months before the 10 plagues actually took almost a year, 10 months, they knew that whatever these guys say, that's going to happen. If they say the Nile River is going to become blood, it becomes blood and so on. They knew everything. So they knew that if they're saying that the firstborns are going to die, they're going to die. So they went to their parents and they went to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and they said, let these Jewish people go. We're going to die. Pharaoh said no, their parents said no, it was a whole confusion over there, and there was a war. The firstborns waged war against Pharaoh, against their parents, to let the Jewish people go. That's why this particular Shabbos before Pesach, for Passover, is called Great Shabbos, because a great miracle happened over there. The Egyptians fought within themselves to let the Jewish people go. Now, famous question is, if this actually happened in the 10th of Nisan, and all the Jewish holidays are related to a particular day in the year, like for instance, Sukkot, Sukkot is in the 15th of Tishrei, Pesach is the 15th of Nisan, and so on, why would this particular remembrance would be in the Shabbos before Pesach, Passover, and not the 10th of Nisan, whatever it falls, Monday, Tuesday, whatever? Why is it like that? And the answer is because in the 10th of Nisan, Miriam, the daughter, the sister of Moshe Rabbeinu, passed away. And since that was a sad day, our sages didn't want to establish a remembrance of a great miracle in a sad day. So something happy, something joyful, whatever, the miracle, and something not so happy. At the same time, it doesn't make sense. So our sages said, okay, the 10th of Nisan, just remember Miriam and her passing away, etc. But the Shabbos before this particular day, make it a happy day. It's a Shabbos HaGodol. There's a great miracle happened over there. There's a great Shabbos. But still, we have a question. Why Shabbos? Why not establish these remembrances in a different day? Say Monday, Tuesday, whatever day you want. Why particularly the Shabbos before Pesach, instead of the Sunday before Pesach, the Monday before Pesach, we have to remember this great miracle? And the answer is like this. Shabbos, it's a very special day of the week. It's not just the seventh day. Each particular day of the year, actually of the week, I'm sorry, each particular day of the week has a special meaning. Because in each one of those days, God created specific creatures, specific things. And actually, our sages explain that the Jewish look on time is that every single day of the week just repeats itself endlessly, so to speak. So every single Sunday of each week, actually, we relive the energy, the godly energy that was in the original Sunday. And then every single Monday, we relive the energy that was actually in the original Sunday. So Sunday is always Sunday. It's not that so many days passed since the creation. No. In Hebrew, we say Yom Rishon, that's Sunday. Yom Sheni, that's Monday. First day, Sunday. Second day, Monday, and so on. What do you mean it? What do you mean? Wait a second. Wait a minute. What do you mean? The Sunday of whatever, past week, it's already thousands of days since the creation of the world. The Monday of past week was thousands of days since the creation of the world. Why do you call it the first day, Sunday, the second day, Monday, and so on? And the answer is very simple. Because that's actually the original Sunday. That's actually the original Monday. Aye, thousands of days passed since the creation. That's right. But the energy of the original Sunday is in each Sunday of the year. The energy of the original Monday is in each Monday of the year, and so on. So, Saturday, Shabbos, it's a special thing. It's a special energy that it's related only to Shabbos. What's that energy? What is Shabbos? Our sages explain that the whole creation was a very nice thing, but only when Shabbos came in, rest came in, and a special energy that it's related to the world to come actually came into the world. Shabbos, it's a way of living the world to come. And the meaning of this idea is that just as in the world to come, every single human being is going to serve God shoulder to shoulder, as it's written in Zephaniah in the chapter 3, it's in verse 9. In the same way, the energy of Shabbos means some remembrance, so to speak, some leaving of the world to come. Because everybody serves God and everybody takes the day to focus on godliness, on how can I affect the world in a good way, how can I behave in a better way than yesterday, and so on. In that sense, exactly the same thing happened in Egypt when the Egyptians were fighting within themselves to let the Jewish people go. A great miracle happened over there that they themselves realized that, hey, we have to let the Jewish people go. We have to let them go receive the Torah in order to share the Torah with the whole world. So just as that miracle represented something that is going to happen in the world to come, Shabbos also represents something of the world to come. Therefore, our sages put the remembrance of this great miracle in the Shabbos before Pesach. Because Pesach is, of course, related directly to Pesach, to going out of Egypt. So that miracle was related to going out of Egypt. In the same way, Shabbos is related to the world to come. This great miracle shows how the entire world are actually willing to serve God, to help the Jewish people, so to speak, quote-unquote, leave Egypt, leave this exile that we live, in order to receive the Torah, quote-unquote, to receive Mashiach. And everybody's going to serve God shoulder to shoulder. That's why our sages put this remembrance of these miracles, the great miracle, in the Shabbos before Pesach. And we call it Shabbos HaGodol, the great Shabbos, because we're waiting for the Godol, for God, who's the greatest of the greatest, to reveal himself down here with the coming of Mashiach speedily in our days.